I'd love to tell you who that was. I'll have to read it. The Big Apple by a Harlem jazz group. Well done, Veronica. Couldn't you find them in the phone book, or what happened?
I think they must have been a very well-known traditional jazz group.
I think that's your dusty old 78 and someone's the dog has chewed the label off the old vinyl.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was The Big Apple by Harlem Jazz Group. So Melbourne's taking a generous bite out of the Big Apple this winter with a citywide festival celebrating the connections between the two cities. The National Gallery of Victoria's exhibition of modern masterpieces from New York's Museum of Contemporary Art. Now, that's already opened, and it's drawing record crowds to see works by art legends such as Pablo Picasso, Salvador Dali, and Frida Kahlo. And this time next month, Victoria will be hosting a Melbourne Loves New York food festival. This will feature guest chefs from the Big Apple, plating up New York-inspired menus, what can you do with a hot dog, in Melbourne restaurants. Veronica Matheson found out more from Amy Luxton of the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival.
Hi, Amy. It's good to have you on Travel Writers Radio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, it seems that in coming weeks we're going to hear a lot of New York accents around town.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for Melbourne and New York.
How long has it been in the planning, this Melbourne-New York festival?
Well, I mean, I think it's probably not been done before, where all of these amazing institutions and cultural centres, including Melbourne Food and Wine Festival, have actually gotten together to put on something of this scale to really celebrate MoMA being in town. So I think it's been at least 6 months everybody has been working on it, and obviously supported by the Victorian government, and we've probably been working with them for the last 3 months to get some exciting food talent over here from New York. It's a fantastic opportunity for the city, for people to be able to get involved, not just in the exhibition itself, but actually in other areas, whether it be arts, music, and obviously, and importantly, food.
And obviously, there will be some links with the exhibition at the National Gallery, will there? Are there any events that are happening with that?
Well, we're bringing over some exciting talent from New York. So two very hot restaurants and bars at the moment, Momofuku Co. and the Four Horsemen. They're doing some collaborations with some favourite Melbourne venues, Marion and Embla, which is exciting. We've also got a lot of activity happening in our own favourite restaurants here in Melbourne, and many of them inspired by the artists who are on display as part of the exhibition.
Was it difficult to tee up well-known figures from the New York food scene to come here?
Oh, we're very lucky that we have a fantastic reputation. As a food city, our produce is well-known, our wine is well-known, our festival is well-known as well. So often it is just a matter of the flying distance, but once they hear that they'll be partnering with one of our fantastic restaurants, then they jump on planes.
And obviously, as you say, that is happening almost as we speak.
It absolutely is. We start on the 27th of July, our part of this program, which runs through until the 12th of August. So it is really only weeks away.
To actually get the restaurants tied up with the overseas chefs, how did that work?
Sometimes there's a bit of a natural fit between what somebody's doing over in New York and what we're doing here in Melbourne. Momofuku Co., for example, they're very cutting edge. They're also a bit of an institution and a must visit when in New York. Much like Marion, much like Andrew McConnell, it is a must visit when in Melbourne, so it seems a natural fit for them to collaborate, and that collaboration's really important. It's very much about a conversation between Melbourne and New York, and a collaboration really helps with that.
Now, the Brooklyn restaurant and wine bar, the Four Horsemen, that's pretty popular in the States, and Embla in Russell Street, isn't it? It's probably a great match as they both sort of specialise in laid-back, cosy atmosphere.
That's absolutely right. So very popular. So popular that's sold out already, actually, that wonderful collaboration. But yes, hard to get into the Four Horsemen in the States. And obviously, Embla here is very well regarded, both with this fantastic focus on wine and food together, and that really accessible, laid-back atmosphere.
So does that mean that there are just no tickets available, or are you going to plan another event?
At the moment, there are no tickets available to that particular event, but we do have lots of others. For example, one of my favourites is the event that's happening at Mama Sita on Collins Street. Now, they are obviously a well-known Mexican restaurant and institution here in Melbourne. They're planning a laid-back Sunday lunch, which is going to be inspired by Mexico's most celebrated artists who are featuring at the MoMA exhibition, which is very exciting. The owners are well-versed with MoMA in New York, as well as Mexico, of course. And so a feast they're having inspired by their favourite artworks.
Yeah, and I believe that you can even get a pastrami sandwich and rye.
You can. Obviously, one of those quintessential New York experiences is having that pastrami on rye. So there will be at Fancy Hank's a pastrami and rye sandwich available throughout that period of time as well, which we hope that people will be able to get in and have one.
And Fancy Hank's, that's a great name, and it's actually in Bourke Street, isn't it?
It is. Yep, upstairs there with their newish venue. But, can't wait to try that sandwich myself.
Nor can I. I've just come back from New York. It couldn't be a better time to have a festival here.
You'll know exactly where to go.
So what else can we find in the city that'll have a taste of New York in the coming month?
Oh, we're very excited. San Telmo, who are known for their wonderful Argentinian cooking, are going to be transforming into a classic 1970s Manhattan steakhouse for one night. I think probably well known that New York is the birthplace of the steakhouse in that format. So it'll be great to see San Telmo's take. That's happening on Saturday the 28th of July. So that's a really great one to get to as well.
So San Telmo, that is where?
San Telmo, so they're right in the heart of the city.
I know the festival is more than a month away, but I understand some events, I think you've told us already about one of them that's booked out. Are there others that have been booked out?
Yeah, well, our two fantastic collaborations have both sold out. They did within a matter of hours, I think, on our on-sale date. And Tipo 00, who are doing a fantastic Sunday lunch, they've also sold out their event. But we still have over nine other great events that people can buy tickets to just by visiting our website, melbournefoodandwine.com.au.
It sounds like it's going to be a fabulous event. And as you say, I think you'll be doing a lot of eating during those weeks.
I certainly hope so. People should certainly check in on our website. Anything new will be going up, and we hope to add to the program as we get closer to the 27th of July. You know, these sorts of activities, especially in wintertime, while it might keep us busy, is fantastic for the city. I think it's a period of time that we all want to see a lot more activity, so it's great to get behind it.
Amy, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, that was Amy Luxton of Melbourne Food and Wine Festival with a preview of the New York/Melbourne restaurant offerings in town from July 27 to August 12. For more information, visit www.melbournefoodandwine.com. Spell it all out. Melbourne Food and Wine. No ampersands involved.
No, just one word.
Yeah. Okay. It should be a bit of fun. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.